Father,
Give
we
thanks to
give thanks
you。
to you。
亲爱的天父
亲爱
上
的
帝，
天
我
父
们
上帝，
给
我
你
们给
献，把
献，
感恩
把
献
感
在
恩
你的
献
面
在你的
前。
面前。
For
For
you
you
are
are
with
with us。
us，你与我们同在。
Your Holy Spirit is with us。
圣灵与我们同在。
Lord, we pray that it will guide our worship。
感谢你聚集我们在你面前。
May the word of your mouth come forward to live in us,
愿你的话语能够进到我们的里面，
to
能
revive us,
能够更新我们，
to give us comfort and love.
给我们带给我们安慰和爱，
Lord, so that we may glorify you,
所以我们能够荣耀你的名，
we may have the strength to love other people.
我们也有力量去爱别人。
We pray for those who are sick.
我们为那些在病中的弟兄姊妹献上祷告。
Lord, may you give them healing and strength.
亲爱的主，请你给他们医治的能力。
We pray for those who are sorrow and vulnerable.
我们也为那些在无助当中的人们祷告，
May you give them comfort.
请你安慰他们。
We pray for those who are confused in our life.
也为那些在生命中彷徨的人们祷告。
May you give them light and guide them through the difficult time.
请给他们亮光，带他们走过这黑暗的幽谷。
We pray for ourselves.
我们为自己祷告，
Lord, help us to live happily before you.
让我们在你面前尝尝喜乐。
Your spirit of truth will encourage us and comfort us.
你真理的灵与我们同在，鼓励我们。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. So, this sermon is about Pentecost.
今天我们讲到是关于五旬节。
Many teenagers
Many
experience a particular
experience
tense
a
moment in
particular
their
tense
life.
moment
很
in
多
their
青少
life，
年在
很多
生
青
命
少
中
年
都
在
经历
生
过
命
一
中
个
都经历过
特
一
别
个
的
特
紧
别
张
的
时
紧
刻。
张
The
时刻。
time when they are
The time
waiting
when they
for
are waiting
college
for college
admission
admission 当
decision.
他们在等
当他们
待大学
在
录
等
取通
待
知
大
书
学
的
录取
时
通知
候，
书的时
Just
候。
imagine a
Just
high
imagine
school
a high school
graduate who has
graduate who has
already
already
applied for the
applied for the
university
university
he
he
most
most
wanted
wanted
to
to
attend。
attend。
想象一下，有一个高中生已经申请了一个他心仪已久的大学。
Months earlier, he submitted the application.
几个月以前，他就已经把申请递上去了。
And after that comes a long wait.
之后他就是长长的等待。
Every day, he refreshes his email and checks his phone.
每天他都开始更新他的就是邮箱，并且看他的手机。
Sometimes he even wakes up in the middle of the night to see whether a new notification has arrived.
有的时候，他半夜的时候都会打开电脑看一看，是不是通知下来了。
Finally, one day the email arrived.
有一天，这个电子邮件终于来了。
At that moment, the whole future suddenly seems to open up.
在这一刻中啊，整个未来都在他面前展开了。
What has been just an ordinary Tuesday suddenly becomes a day that changes the direction of the next 4 years.
看起来就是个普通的星期二，却改变了他未来整个的人生。
And perhaps even the direction of the entire life.
可能他整个人生的方向都会因此而发生变化。
Before receiving the notification,
在得到这个录取通知之前，
he had already prepared.
他已经在准备了很久，
He had already applied, already planned, already waited.
已经计划了，已经等待了。
But what truly
Changes
changes everything
everything
is
this
the
moment.
moment when the message arrives.
只有真正得到录取通知的那一刻，一切才开始改变。
So, brothers and sisters, Acts 2 describe a moment in history just like this.
所以，弟兄姊妹们，今天我们读的《使徒行传》的2章，就是告诉我们一个改变的时刻。
After Jesus ascended into heaven,
当主耶稣升天以后，
the disciples were waiting.
门徒们聚到一起等待，
They were not waiting casually.
他们不是很随随便便的等。
They were waiting in Jerusalem according to the Lord's command.
他们根据主的命令在耶路撒冷等待。
And waiting for the Holy Spirit, whom the Father has promised.
他们正是父所应许的圣灵，他们在等待圣灵的降临。
They prayed, gathered together, and waited with hope.
他们一起祷告，他们带着信心，带着盼望来等待。
Then suddenly something happened, and that changed the course of the world history.
突然一刻，这一切都开始改变。
The scripture says, when the day of the Pentecost has fully come, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
门徒都聚集在一处，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，他们都被圣灵充满。
The day was not like waiting for an important email that determines the direction of one's life.
这一刻并不像一个电子邮件那样改变你人生方向的事。
Sometimes such emails excite us for a few days.
这样的 email 有这样的电子邮件，有的时候让我们兴奋几天，
Sometimes they bring heavy disappointment.
有的时候这个邮件让我们非常非常难过。
But what the disciples were waiting for was the power that comes down from heaven.
而这些门徒所等待的这个消息是从天降下来的。
That day not only changed the life of the disciples,
不仅仅改变门徒的生命，
it also marks the beginning of the church age.
并且是教会建立的新纪元。
This is the starting point of God's church.
这是上帝教会的开始。
You know, the baptism administered by John the Baptist in the Old Testament era was not sufficient to establish God's church or transform the life.
我们知道，施洗约翰所实行的施洗不能够真的是改变整个教会。
But today, baptism and the renewing of the Holy Spirit truly bring about a reversal of life.
但是今天圣灵的洗礼和更新才能真正带来生命的反转。
Jesus Christ once promised he would build his church.
主耶稣曾经应许过，他会建立自己的教会。
The building of the church takes place when Jesus departs and the Holy Spirit comes.
而教会的建立是在主耶稣基督离开、圣灵降下的时候。
And God's promise is fulfilled among us through the Holy Spirit.
上帝的应许借着圣灵在我们中间成就。
First, we need to think about the time of the Holy Spirit come.
首先，我们看看圣灵降临的时间。
Today, we will look at this question: What exactly happened at the moment when the Holy Spirit descended?
我们今天要看一看，在圣灵降临的那一刻，到底发生了什么？
We see that the coming of the Holy Spirit occurs during Pentecost.
我们看到圣灵是在五旬节降临的。
Acts 2, verse 1 says, when the day of the Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place.
圣经。经《使徒行传》2章1节说：“五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。
Pentecost is actually a festival that comes after Passover.
”五旬节是逾越节之后的一个节日。
And after Passover, there is the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
在逾越节之后，他们有一个除酵节。
The people would gather again in Jerusalem.
人们需要再一次聚集在耶路撒冷。
The festival celebrate harvest and thanksgiving.
这个节日是用来庆祝丰收还有感恩。
Let us see from Leviticus the scripture about the Pentecost.
我们来看看利未记的记载。
Leviticus 23, 15 to 17 says, You shall count from the day after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering. 7 Sabbath days shall be completed. Count 50 days to the day after the seventh Sabbath. Then you shall offer a new grain offering to the Lord. You shall bring from your dwelling place 2 loaves of bread as first fruit to the Lord.
23章15节，你们要从安息日的次日，献禾捆为摇祭的那日算起， 要满了七个安息日，到第七个安息日的次日，共计50天，又要将新素祭献给耶和华，要从你们的住处取出细面，依法1/10加酵，烤成2个摇祭的饼，当作初熟之物献给耶和华。
So it occurs 50 days after Passover.
我们可以算，这是在逾越节之后的第50天。
Jesus was actually crucified before Passover.
主耶稣在逾越节之前被钉十字架，
And 3 days later, he rose from the dead.
而3日后复活。
And for 40 days, he spoke to the disciple about the kingdom of God.
有40天之久，他向门徒显现，讲述上帝的国，
And then he ascended to heaven.
然后升天。
And therefore, the disciples gathered together about a week before the Pentecost arrived.
所以在五旬节降临的时候，门徒大概已经聚集了1个星期的时间。
So during Pentecost, those who feared the Lord came to Jerusalem from all over the world to worship Him.
到五旬节的时候，凡是敬畏耶和华的人，会从世界各地赶到耶路撒冷来敬拜耶和华。
We see God's whole Sovereign plan.
我们看到，这是上帝所定的旨意。
At that time, God already had prepared people to hear.
上帝已经预备了他的百姓。
The gospel of Jesus Christ was proclaimed at Pentecost, and many people believed.
耶稣基督的福音就是在五旬节被传扬开来，有许多人相信。
Those who believed became the first fruit
For
offered to God. At
Pentecost，
Pentecost.
这些信主的人就是五旬节献给上帝初熟的果子。
Therefore, we know when the Holy Spirit comes among us, what is His work?
所以我们要知道，上帝降临在我们中间，他要做的工作是什么呢？
His work is harvest.
他的工作就是收割。
He gathered us like the first fruit to offer to God.
他把我们像初熟的果子献给上帝。
Actually, James 1:18 says, "Of his own he will brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be like a kind of first fruit of his creature."
雅各书1:18说，他按照自己的旨意，用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中，好像初熟的果子。
Today we also have. Two brothers and sisters, who will be baptized into the name of Jesus Christ and believe in Him.
今天有2位弟兄姊妹会受洗，归入耶稣基督的名下。
They are actually the first fruit in Christ, having lived a vibrant life.
他们就像主耶稣在主耶稣里，好像初熟的果子一样，有活泼的生命。
Pentecost has another meaning.
五旬节还有一个重要的意义。
In Jewish tradition, Pentecost celebrated the giving of the law through Moses.
五旬节在犹太传统当中是庆祝摩西律法的赐下。
But in the New Testament era, the festival no longer celebrated the giving of law through Moses.
在新约的时代，我们不再庆祝摩西律法的赐下。
Rather, it celebrates Jesus Christ giving the Holy Spirit to establish God's church.
而是我们庆祝耶稣基督赐下圣灵，建立教会。
The synagogue of Old Testament was led by the law.
旧约的会堂是由律法来引导的，
You see, but the New Testament church was led by the Spirit.
而新约的教会是由圣灵来引导的。
Like Ezekiel 36 says, I will give you a new heart. And put a new spirit within you. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes.
以西结书36:26说："我也要赐给你们一个新心，要将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。"27节，我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
The Holy Spirit Put grace and the love of Jesus into your heart.
圣灵将耶稣基督的恩典和爱，而不是律法的审判，放在我们的心里。
It does not judge you.
他不是来审判你的。
Because of Jesus Christ's redemption on the cross and because of the unconditional love of Jesus, he guarantees your eternal life.
所以，因着耶稣十字架上的救赎，因他无条件的恩典，使我们能够有永恒的生命。
And he enables you to willingly love God and love your neighbors as yourself.
这也使你能够甘心乐意的去爱上帝，也能爱人如己。
And he calls you to obey God's law.
他使你能够顺服上帝的律法。
In the book of Acts, we see when the Holy Spirit descended, Peter preached to and 3,000 people believed.
我们看到《使徒行传》当中的记载，当圣灵降临以后，彼得讲道，有3000人归主。
The believers share everything, fellowship together, broke bread, and praise God.
这些人信主之后，门徒就是凡物公用，彼此交接、掰饼、赞美上帝。
How beautiful it is if we can have that kind of life.
如果我们有这样的生活，将是何等的美好！
This is the transforming power of the Holy Spirit that bring into our life.
这就是圣灵对我们生命的更新，
It enables you to live out a life of love for others.
让你活出一个爱人如己的生命。
For your friend and family, for brother and sisters, for the church, for God.
为教会、为弟兄姊妹、为你的家人，你都能活出这样的生命。
When this event happened, the disciples were all gathered together in one place.
当这个事情发生的时候，门徒都聚集在一处。
Usually they were continuing in the temple to praise God.
他们平常是在圣殿当中敬拜神的。
Sometimes they gather in the upper room.
有的时候，他们在楼上的房间里聚会。
Although this time we don't know exactly where is the location.
我们不知道这个楼上的房间具体指的是什么地方。
But they must still be in Jerusalem.
他们一定还在耶路撒冷，
Because this is the place where God's throne
因为这是上帝所
Petros.
选定的地方。
His name was exalted.
上帝的名要在这个地方被高举。
The scripture also foretold that the word of the Lord would go out from Jerusalem.
圣经也预言过，耶和华的话语必出于耶路撒
And
冷。
God promised to bless them there and their Holy Spirit pour out there.
上帝祝福说会在那里，祝福他们，看顾他们，所以圣灵也要在那里降下。
Although Jerusalem had committed an unimaginable offense against Christ,
虽然耶路撒冷犯下了对耶稣超乎想象的不敬。
God still grant this honor to Jerusalem.
上帝还是把这个尊荣给了耶路撒冷，
This is the grace.
这是上帝的恩典。
Even you offend God constantly.
我们也是不断的冒犯神，
But God still give honor to you.
上帝仍然给我们荣耀。
The disciples were gathered together in one place. At that time, their number was not large.
门徒们在一起聚集的时候，那时候他们的人数并不多。
We remember that when Jesus was still with them, they often argued who among them will be the greatest.
我们记得，当主耶稣与他们同在的时候，门徒常常争论彼此谁伟大。
Now there's no dispute.
现在他们没有争论了。
Christ has breathed on them and told them to receive the Holy Spirit.
基督给他们吹了一口气，让他们领受圣灵。
And this was enough to dissolve the conflict until fill their heart with the holy love.
这足以化解他们之间所有的纷争，在他们心中产生圣洁之爱。
It caused them to love one another more deeply.
这使他们能够更加深切的彼此相爱。
Christ prepared them in this way to receive Holy Spirit.
上帝用这种方式准备他们接受圣灵。
Do you desire the Holy Spirit to be poured out from above among us?
你希望圣灵降下来浇灌在你的身上吗？
Then we must gather together in unity.
我们必须在一起相聚，合一的相聚。
Even if our personality differs,
我们可能有不同的个性，
our interests are not the same,
我们的兴趣也不相同。
we must love one another.
我们也要彼此相爱。
For where brothers and sisters live in unity, the Lord's command blessing.
因为凡是弟兄和睦同居之处，就有耶和华所命定的福与我们同在。
Second, we need to see the manner when the Holy Spirit descends, it descends with power.
第二，我们要看看圣灵降临的方式，圣灵是看着能力降临的。
Suddenly, there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
突然，天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。
The coming of the Holy Spirit demonstrates God's sovereignty and predestination.
首先啊，圣灵的降临是上帝的预定和主权。
Where can we see it?
我们从哪可以看到这一点呢？
The text says it happened suddenly.
因为这个圣经的经文说，突然。
That means the disciples do not know when the Holy Spirit comes.
这就是说，门徒也不知道圣灵什么时候降临。
Suddenly represents God's timing and sovereignty.
突然就表明了上帝的预定和上帝的主权。
In the moment when the Holy Spirit regenerates you, it's often of sudden.
对上帝改变我们生命的时候，也是突然之间。
Many times we may reason things out intellectually.
我们有的时候想要用我们的理性去判断出来，
But you will discover that the person believing God because the Holy Spirit walk within him.
你可以发现一个人真正改变是因为圣灵在他里边做工。
When he believes, why he believes, and how he believes, often it seems sudden.
至于说他是什么时候相信的？为什么相信？如何相信？这些的发生都是在突然之间的。
You may have shared gospel with someone many times.
你可能跟一个慕道的朋友多次的传讲福音，
Yet he does not believe.
然后他还是不相信。
But suddenly, one day he believes.
突然有一天他就信了。
I once had a seeker who came to our church.
以前有一个慕道朋友来过我们的教会。
I shared gospel
gospel
with
with
him.
him，我跟他传讲福音，
But he did not believe.
他没有接受。
Later, he moved away from this area.
后来他从这个地方搬走了。
Many years later, just before the Spring Festival, I contacted him.
后来有一次我们有一个春节庆祝的活动，我给他打电话。
And he told me, "Thank God you shared gospel with me at that time. I now believe in Jesus and attend the church in Maryland."
好，谢谢你多年以前给我传福音，现在我真的相信了。我去马里兰的一个教会聚会了。
I thought my time was wasted.
我曾经想过，我曾经浪费了那么多的时间。
We see that suddenly reflect God's sovereignty.
突然，上帝的恩典在他的身上，
It is not my power,
并不是我的能力能让一个人相信，
but the power of Holy Spirit.
是因为圣灵的能力是让他相信的。
When sudden event happened in your life,
当一个突然的事件发生在你生命中的时候，
Do not be surprised.
不要感到吃惊，
Do not become discouraged.
也不要觉得挫败，
Because God's sovereignty is there.
因为上帝是拥有主权的。
Second, the Holy Spirit descends with power.
其次，我们知道圣灵降临是带着能力的。
When he descended, there was a sound from heaven and a great wind on earth.
当圣灵降临的时候，天上有响声，地上有大风。
This shows that Holy Spirit is actually coming down from heaven.
我们就知道圣灵是从天而来的，
It's a miracle from God.
这是上帝所赐下的神迹。
In Old Testament time, we often see God's appearing in cloud.
当旧约的时候，每次讲到圣灵显现的时候，上帝常常在密云当中显现。
Like when the tabernacle was completed.
比如说在会幕落成的时候，
And when the temple was dedicated,
当这个圣殿的献殿礼之后，
and Christ also ascend in cloud,
主耶稣也是在云中升天的。
indicating that our understanding of heaven is still somewhere unclear.
就是说，我们对上帝的认识还有些模糊不清。
You know, but the Holy Spirit come with wind, not a cloud.
所以圣灵降临的时候不像云，而是像风一样。
And the cloud was dispersed.
这个云让我们看得有点模糊。
And it bring light into the world.
主耶稣就像圣灵像风一样，他就把这个光明带到了人间。
John 3:8 says, "The wind blow where it wishes. You hear the sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes."
因为我们听见风的声音，却不晓得从哪里来的。
We may not understand why we were born again.
我们有的时候可能不知道我们为什么会重生。
But you can clearly sense the Holy Spirit is working in you.
但是你可以告诉说出来，因为是圣灵在你身上做工了。
When we feel lonely and hopeless,
当我们觉得孤独的时候，无助的时候。
you know, when we feel that God does not care about us,
当我们觉得上帝根本不在乎我们的时候，
when we do not understand why the life is the way it is,
当我们不明白生活为什么是这样的时候，
God sent Jesus Christ to die for your sins.
上
上
帝
帝已经
差
差
遣耶
遣
稣
耶
基
稣
督
基督
为你的
为你的
罪
罪
而
而
死，
死，and He sent
Holy
Holy
Spirit，
Spirit
他已
他已
经
经
赐
赐
下
下
圣
圣
灵
灵
与你
与你
同
同
在。
在。The
The
wonderful
wonderful
power of
power
the
of
Holy
Holy
Spirit will
Spirit
cover
cover
你。
you。这
对，
圣
圣
灵
灵
奇
奇
妙
妙
的
的
能
能
力
力
将
将
会护庇你，
The lonely are no longer lonely.
孤独的人将不再孤独，
The anxious find peace in their hearts.
彷徨的人会在心中找到平安，
Those burdened by guilt no longer carry the weight of sin.
在罪疚当中的人们重担脱落，
So this is a marvelous power of the Holy Spirit.
这是上灵伟大的能力。
We do not know exactly how it happens,
我们不知道是如何发生的，
but we know it truly
但
happens.
我们知道它实实在在的发生了。
Finally, the Holy Spirit comes with the power of the Word.
最后，我们知道圣灵的降临是带着神话语的能力。
Verse 3 to 4 says, And divided tongues as fire appeared to them and rest on each of them. And they were all filled with Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说出别国的话来。
You know, in Old Testament, fire represents the manifestation of God's power.
在旧约圣经中，火焰就代表上帝能力的显现。
When God gave law on Mount Sinai, there was fiery fire.
当上帝在西奈山赐下律法的时候，就有火焰，
And people were afraid
人们就很害怕。
because it's like judgment.
火焰让人想到审判。
But when Isaiah was called, there was a vision in which a burning coal touched his lips.
当以赛亚被呼召的时候，有一个燃烧的火炭沾他的嘴唇。
The Holy Spirit is like a fire.
上帝的圣灵就像火焰。
It melts human hearts,
它能够融化人的心，
remove our impurities,
除去我们心中的不圣洁，
and kindle godly zeals.
然后给我们一颗火热的心，敬虔眺望我们的心灵。
It make us like to offer spiritual sacrifice, like those placed upon a burning altar.
使我们能够把自己甘心乐意的献上。就像旧约时代献上在燃烧的祭坛上献上自己一样，
You know, fire is actually in a visible form.
所以火焰是一个能看到的形状。
Christ said he came to cast fire on earth,
主耶稣
referring
说，
this fire.
主耶稣说，他来要把火丢在地上，说的就
做
是
的
这
就是
个
这个
火，
火，it is in the form of tongues.
像舌头一样。
When it came upon them, the disciple began to speak in other languages according to the ability given by the Holy Spirit.
所以，当圣灵降临在门徒中间的时候，他们就照着个人的恩赐说出别国的话来。
The fire of Pentecost is connected with the gift of speech.
所以，五旬节圣灵降临的一个特
特质
质，就
就
是
是
和
和口
口
才
才
和
和恩
恩
赐相关的火焰，
，It gives the power of words.
就给了他们说言语的能力。
Acts 1 verse 8 says, But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
所以，《使徒行传》的1章8节说：“但愿圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。你们要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地，为我，直到地极，为我做我的见证。
In other words, when this Holy Spirit is given to you, it grants you the power of speech.
”所以，换句话说，当圣灵的能力降临在你身上的时候，你就得着了话语的能力。
You can use God's word
你
to
可，
break through the Satan's attack.
所以你就会用上帝的话语去除魔鬼一切的诡计。
Testify the resurrection power of Jesus Christ.
你能够见证耶稣复活的大能，
And bear a good witness for him.
能为耶稣做美好的见证。
We often have a misunderstanding,
我们常常有一个错误的看法。
thinking that speaking in tongues means we have a more intimate or mysterious relationship with God.
我们有的时候会以为说方言就是表示我们跟上帝有更亲密的、更奥秘的关系。
But the tongues are not for us.
但是这个言语不是为我们，
The other languages at Pentecost were gifts necessary to build the church in God.
这些上帝赐下这些别国的话，不是为了造就门徒自己，而是为了建立主耶稣的教会。
The purpose of the Holy Spirit of the Pentecost is to give you the power of word to establish church.
所以，上帝赐下他的圣灵给我们，就是为了建立他的教会。
Brother and sister, we should long for the Holy Spirit.
我们应当渴慕圣灵。
Now the Holy Spirit has already been given and is in your heart.
上帝已经把圣灵赐给你，在你的心里与你同在。
The power is already there.
这个圣灵的能力已经在那里了。
You can use them through prayer.
你可以通过祷告来使用圣灵的恩赐。
When you share gospel, you pray.
当你跟别人传福音的时候，你祷告。
The Holy Spirit come and comfort people, give them strength.
当圣灵的能力降在你身上的时候，你就得着能力。
When other people are confused, you pray.
当有人感到疑惑的时候，你为他们祷告。
The Holy Spirit will give you the word to say to them.
上帝就会赐下话语，让你能够安慰他们。
May we use the word of the Holy Spirit.
让我们使用圣灵所赐的神的话语的能力，
To speak to the nations,
去给万国传福音。
to bear witness that Jesus died for your sin.
为主耶稣做见证，说主耶稣为我的罪死在十字架上。
To bring hope by proclaiming his resurrection.
告诉世界，主耶稣已经复活了，因此我们带着盼望，
To bring eternal life.
能够带来永恒的生命。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we just give thanks to you.
主，我们在你面前献上感恩。
We pray that the power of Holy Spirit will cover every one of us.
愿圣灵的能力能够覆庇在我们每一个人的身上，
So that we can feel that you are with us.
我们能够深切地感受到你与我们同在。
When we cry out to you, you lift us up.
当我们向你呼求的时候，你就让我们在你面前升高。
When we feel down and uncertain, you give us peace.
当我们觉得特别失落的时候，特别不确定的时候，你给我们平安。
Lord, when we struggle in our life,
主，当我们在生命中挣扎的时候，
you struggle with us.
你跟我们一起挣扎。
We praise you because you love us
Love us
unconditionally and give the
unconditionally, give
Holy
the Holy
Spirit to
Spirit to
us.
us。我们感谢神给我们无条件的恩典，赐下圣灵。
May the Holy Spirit melt our heart
愿主耶稣的圣灵能够融化我们的心，
and bring us hope.
带给我们盼望。
Pray in Jesus' name.
奉主
Amen.
耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
Please rise.
Please
Let's
rise. 大家请起立吧。
respond with the hymn book number 337.